Hello and welcome to the Nerd Crew. I'm Mike, and I think it's safe to say that today, the Force is with us. Are we going to cut to the intro? This is the part I was just thinking we would cut to the intro.
Hi, I'm Jay, and since I've been doing these nerd culture videos on YouTube, people have called me a shallow, talentless, brainwashed sycophant. And to them, I say,
that's right, Jay. And I'm Rich Evans, and I love all things pop culture, especially Porg. I fucking love Porgs!
Aren't they the greatest? You know, guys, when some Japanese originally thought of the idea for Pac-Man, he called it Puck-Man. But when it came here to the U.S., some clever businessmen thought, you know, some creeps are going to deface the sides of those arcade games and make it say F-Man. It's a real good thing Porg isn't close to any other word.
It's close to pork, you know, which is kind of appropriate because I'd really like to eat one of these little guys. I wonder if you skinned one, would it still be as sexy?
Well, guys, while we're on the subject of porgs, it's time to talk about Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
I love Star Wars!
That's right, Mike, and this is a cause for celebration because this last Sunday, we all attended the premiere in Los Angeles, California.
We're important people.
We are very important.
I had a laminate around my neck that meant I am an exclusive person and I'm elite. I also wore a tuxedo and took a selfie in front of a robot. I'm not sure which one it was.
Premieres, especially Star Wars, might be the most exciting thing in the world. Nothing else compares.
That's right, Rich. You know, it's been really hard these last couple of days keeping these lips sealed. It's time to start talking about Star Wars.
But we do have to warn everyone that there are spoilers ahead.
Major spoilers.
Spoilers in the house!
Ahoy! Spoilers, mateys!
I'm dead inside.
Ahoy! Spoilers! Anchors away!
I'm dead inside.
I wore a tuxedo to the premiere, because I'm a YouTuber.
I wore a t-shirt that looks like a tuxedo, because I'm pathetic.
Well, guys, let's first start with our initial reactions. Me personally, I loved this film. Best Star Wars film I've ever seen.
Yes, and me personally, I loved this film. Best Star Wars film I've ever seen.
Well, me personally, I love this film. The best Star Wars film I've ever seen.
Wow, it's amazing. We have such similar opinions, yet different.
It's important to mention that our enthusiasm for the film has nothing to do with the fact that we were invited to the premiere despite being pathetic nobodies.
Well, guys, let's just talk about the story. First of all, it's epic, but at the same time, it's small. It's action-packed, but at the same time, it's subtle. It's loud, but at the same time, it's quiet.
You know, for me, I think the most emotional moment was when Luke Skywalker was killed by Snoke right in front of Rey.
Whoa, slow down there, Tiger. Let's take this a step at a time. We did say spoilers, didn't we?
Spoilers in the house.
Spoilers. Ahoy. I'm so ashamed of myself.
The first thing we see is Rey on the island with Luke Skywalker right where we left off with The Force Awakens. And Luke trains Rey in a completely original plotline.
She goes seeking his help, just like Luke sought the help of Yoda.
No, Mike, it's very, very different because now it's Rey and Luke. It's a completely different situation.
It is a little different. I mean, the location is different. They're not in a swamp. Luke is a tall man, while Yoda is a short man. And Rey is a female, while Luke was a male, I think. But Luke teaches her about the Force. And let me just tell you, I had so many goosebumps on my body, you could just call me a down pillow. But then she convinces Luke to leave the island inside the Millennium Falcon. We get to see Luke in the Millennium Falcon again. And again, that gave me so much goosebumps all over my whole body that a weird green liquid shot out of my ass.
Can I just say, it was so nostalgic and fulfilling to see the Millennium Falcon again after all these decades. I mean, we have not seen it since Return of the Jedi.
No, it was in the last film. The Force Awakens.
Oh, I did not see that film. Now, the most important thing about this Porg subplot is that it does not connect to the main story in any way, but you don't mind because it's just so adorable.
Well, it does mildly connect because, you know, at the end of the film, you know, the Porgs had to, just like they had to climb up on top of each other to get the fruit, they had to do the same thing at the end to get Rey's lightsaber so they could give the lightsaber back to Rey.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That was a very satisfying moment.
That was that sequence where the Porgs were running around the fourth Death Star.
Then it really took a different direction when Snoke got up off his throne and stepped on the Porg. And we saw that its guts were purple. I mean, that's something that we can now add to the Star Wars canon. Let's talk about the big reveal that Snoke is the father of Anakin Skywalker. He is an ancient, ancient Sith Lord who willed Shmi Skywalker into pregnancy with Anakin. He created Darth Vader by the will of the dark side. And really, when they said that and Luke discovered this terrible truth that a deformed CGI monster was his grandfather, I had so many chills go down my spine that I... Well, setting aside the main storyline, which is Luke and Rey and Snoke and Adam Driver's character, what's his name? Kylo Ren or something? Setting aside that main storyline, the sub-storyline is that Captain Phasma has crawled out of the dumpster and wants revenge on Finn. And so they fight in an epic showdown. And let me just say, it made my skin crawl because it was terrible.
And I would like to come back. You mentioned Captain Phasma. I would like to say how satisfying it was to see that Captain Phasma was still alive because he was my favorite character in the last film. Well, now that we have thoroughly discussed all the major plot points and spoilers of this film, which is okay because the embargo has lifted now, we should really talk about the cast.
That's right, Jay. The cast, simply amazing. Daisy was excellent. Mark, he was great. It's great to have him back. Adam, Carrie, you know, rest in peace. Carrie Fisher, phenomenal performances. Maybe, dare I say, Oscar worthy.
But Mike, we should highlight the minority actors in the film that all play minor roles.
Yes, everyone was excellent. Oscar, Lupita, Benicio, and newcomer Kelly Marie Tran, who plays Rose.
That's right, Rich. And it's also worth noting that Star Wars The Last Jedi is the very first Star Wars film to be directed by a minority, thus fulfilling Kathleen Kennedy's promise of having diversity not only in front of the camera, but behind the camera, too.
It is going to happen. We are going to hire a woman who's going to direct a Star Wars movie. I have no doubt.
Mike, this movie's directed by Rian Johnson.
He's very white.
I thought it was a black guy.
Let's just take a moment to highlight the diversity in the director's chair for past and future Star Wars films. It's a very exciting road ahead. Star Wars, white guy. Empire Strikes Back, white guy. Return of the Jedi, white guy. The Star Wars prequels, white guy. Star Wars The Force Awakens, white guy. Star Wars Rogue One, white guy. Star Wars Episode 8, white guy. The Han Solo standalone film, white guys who were fired and then replaced with white guy. Star Wars Episode 9, white guy who was fired and replaced with white guy.
Very cool.
Yes, so much diversity.
Mike, I feel like we maybe have gotten a little off topic. Let's talk about the film.
That's a great idea, Jay. I think we're going to move on at this point.
You know, Mike, it's funny that you mention we're, because when Rian Johnson officially announced that the first word in The Last Jedi was we're, I was so excited I didn't leave my house for 4 days. Nobody called, nobody noticed.
I know. We're can mean just so many things.
So many things.
So many things. It literally opens up a whole galaxy full of possibilities.
Well, of course, though, now that we've seen the film, we know the line is, we're going to Han's funeral. You coming?
Of course they are. Why wouldn't the whole galaxy want to attend the funeral of an obscure elderly space pirate that nobody's heard of?
But wait, guys, there's more. I have in my hand a leaked memo about the Episode 9 script that features the first word uttered in the film.
Oh my God! Tell me what it is! I need to know!
This is an exclusive.
I can't even talk! This is an exclusive! Did you say that already?
I said this is an exclusive. I said it much more professionally than you did.
Jay, what is the first word of the Episode 9 script? This is fucking amazing news!
What word is it, Jay?
Jay, what's the fucking word?
Is it some?
Is it they?
Oh my God, I think it's hello.
Is it the?
I can tell you if you stop trying to guess it.
Okay, Rich, just let him talk.
It's.
What? What is it?
It's.
I think he's stuttering. Jay, are you having a stroke?
No, the fucking first word of the movie is it's.
It's. It's. Where's the apostrophe?
It's after the T.
It's after the T.
It's a contraction.
That means it's before the S.
Yes, it's a contraction. That means it is. Oh, my God.
What is it, though?
I don't know.
Very cool. It could mean so many things.
How about it's time to get revenge on that nasty old Snoke?
Or how about it's an attack? Look, TIE fighters.
It's time for someone other than a white dude to direct a Star Wars movie.
On that note, it's time to take a moment to thank some of our sponsors. Transformers Flavor Ice. Transform your taste buds into flavor.
You know, Mike, when my parents strand me on a desert planet to fend for myself, I know it's very important to keep my teeth clean. And that's why I use Star Wars Crest Minty Fresh Breath Toothpaste.
The same kind Rey used.
She knows it's important. Do you?
Another sponsor is Campbell's BB-8 Soup. It tastes like droid...
Chewbacca Cheez-Its. Enough to satisfy the hunger even of a Wookiee.
And don't forget, salad with a picture of Star Wars on it. Nothing says salad like Star Wars.
Aquaman mini cupcakes.
By Tasty Cake.
It's like an ocean in your mouth.
Giant Batman candy cane.
BB-8 suave shampoo.
Fucking Ray Band-Aids.
Superman candy cane.
Star Wars Captain Phasma gelatin.
R2-D2 razor.
Spider-Man string cheese.
Superman Razor by Gillette. A much cheaper option of removing your mustache than spending $50 million on CGI.
Wow, what a cool product. Wow, what a cool product.
And lastly, Finn Go-Gurt, for when you're on the go and you need to squirt something into your mouth. Ah, now that we're done with all of our sponsors and the review embargo has finally been lifted, it feels great to have talked about what we thought of The Last Jedi.
That's right. And you know what? We can't wait for you to see the movie yourselves when it officially opens on December 15th, 3 days from now.
Wait, 3 days from now? No, it's 4 days. Today's Monday.
Today's Monday?
Yeah.
Monday, December 11th?
Yes.
But the review embargo lifts Tuesday, December 12th.
But if today's Monday, that means...
Oh, no. We'll never be invited to another premiere again.
Oh, no. I like feeling important.
I love wearing laminates.
Hurry. Shut off the fucking cameras.
Go, go, go.
It's a panic.